That is anchor.fm, you guys. Anybody that wants to create their own podcast, it's very simple, very easy. I promise you will not be disappointed. Again, I want to take a moment and thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for your continuous support. She, me, her, your girl, Anita Love. Appreciate it. Thank you. I'm good, my family good, and you already know another day above ground is always good. So I'm just going to keep it moving. What do you do when it's just hard for you to trust someone that you still feel a connection to? For me, trust is very important, right? Trust is very fundamental for me to build and continue to connect with a person. I have been in situations where I have connected with a person and I've tried and tried to trust them and still stay with them regardless of the fact that I didn't trust them, or I was friends with people that I didn't trust, and I continued to try to be friends with them, although I didn't trust them. And it was very stressful. I had body aches, my back and neck was hurting me consistently. And then as soon as I faced the situation and was honest with myself about how I was feeling and what I was going through, and I started looking at these people and situations for exactly for what it is, I felt better. The pain decreased gradually, and then voila, I found peace. Let me say how I feel. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, and I don't presume to know everything, and I'm not telling anyone what to do in their relationship because everyone has to do and process things the way they feel is best for them. At the end of the day, how can you truly say that you are deeply in love with this person? You totally connect with this person. You want to spend the rest of your life with this person, or you want to have a business with this person, or you want to continue to be friends with this person when you don't trust them. You can't even confide in them when you're having the roughest day, or when you're at your lowest point. You don't even feel like you can trust them to listen, just to be present. But they can trust you to be present. They can trust you with all their intimate details and things of that nature, but you can't trust them. That's weird. I said it. It's weird. Now, I had to learn the hard way when it comes to relationships, when it comes to friendships, that I may not always get what I want. And I have to make a decision. Is this worth it for me? Is this good enough for me? Am I able to continue to be friends with these people or be in a situation with these people if I feel like I'm getting nothing out of it? I've seen sides of people that I didn't want to see, and it bothered me. But of course, when you go through things, you chunk it up to it's because we're in a bad space or because this situation just happened. So you tend to make excuses sometimes on why something is the way it is, or why you feel the way you feel about something. That's not good, ladies and gentlemen. That is not good. I know for me, I started off very young. I was 15, 16 years old, and many things that I'd done was based off of my partner, what they felt, what they think, what they wanted. And I didn't know who I was. And everything that I thought, or everything about me that I thought was, it was based off of someone else. When things got kind of bad and I started putting me first and started learning myself and understanding me and understanding what I like and what I don't like, I saw different things about me that I realized wasn't even what I liked. It was just what I told myself I liked because it kept the peace, it kept confrontation down. Later on in my adult life, I found myself doing that in other situations where I would just do things, or I'll go along with things just to keep down confusion because my friends and my family is important to me and I love them. I didn't want them unhappy. I didn't want them disappointed. And I especially didn't want anything negative to be surrounding them regarding me. And there were things that had happened that I couldn't explain it because I didn't feel like it was a big deal. Like, if a person wants you to call them when you're on your way somewhere and you just want to chill and just be one with yourself, you can't even explain why you didn't call them until you get to the location. You just didn't want to. But yeah, you don't want to hurt their feelings and say, "Well, I just didn't want to call and talk to anybody. I just wanted to be one with myself," especially when you know the people that you're going to tell that to is going to feel away. At least that's what you rationalize in your mind. Or someone may think that you've been driving a long time when you've been sitting in traffic to cross over just to park your vehicle. But you so frustrated, like, I shouldn't have to explain this. So that becomes an issue, right? There are different things that have happened in my life that I couldn't explain it, because for one, I didn't think that it needed to be explained. And the fact that it even became a situation that I even felt like I had to explain would frustrate me, and it annoyed me, and I didn't like how it made me feel. And it caused confrontation between me and my friends. And I more so didn't like that they didn't care about how they made me feel. It was only about me caring about how I made them feel, about something that I shouldn't have had any part in making them feel that way, right? When a person pattern changes, where they're always on the phone, is always, I'm gonna call you back, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and they're okay with doing this to you. But when it's reversed, they have a problem with it. It's tension. And you, again, you're having to explain yourself, or you may have to get testy with them and be like, I don't have to explain shit to you. And why is this an issue? And why is it that? And then it becomes that you are barking at them, when really that's not what it is, because you should be able to trust me. And a person will say, well, it's not about me not trusting you. It is. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. You know you don't trust that person. You know what I mean? So I said all that to say, it's never a healthy relationship. It's never a healthy business relationship. It's never a healthy family relationship if you are in these situations and you don't trust one another. You're not comfortable to be yourself, or you feel like you have to be and do certain things to make that person feel okay with you. Now, let me say this. In business, in relationships, in family, sometimes you may have to do things or move a certain way to make a person comfortable. You may have to cook a certain meal to please other people in your family that you don't eat. I don't eat spaghetti. I mean, I used to love spaghetti until I found out that that's what's causing a lot of my allergies and sensitive skin. But I may have to cook spaghetti because that's what the family miss and need and want. And so I'll have to fix me something else. You understand what I'm saying? Or the family may be so accustomed to you being at home, so when you're out and about, they're worried, like, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know where you were. So, of course, you have to send in a message or call and be like, hey, I'm out and about. I'm here. I'm there. And although it may make you feel uncomfortable, like you have to check in with people, sometimes you have to do those things just to give comfort to the people that you love. Now, when it becomes a confrontation because you're out and about and they're mad because, oh, all of a sudden you're in the streets and all of a sudden, then that's when it becomes, what the freak are you talking about? Like, what is the issue? That's when those other questions start to sit in, like, do this person trust me, or is something else going on that I'm not aware of? Should we be having a conversation? It's comments like that that make you, that it should always open your eyes up to think that if there's something else that you guys should be talking about. Everybody is different. Everybody moves differently. And what works for the female partner may not work for the male partner, or vice versa. Whatever kind of relationship you're in, it may not work for the other person. Me, I'm a loving person. I love to be coddled. I love to be spoiled. I love to be treated nice. I love being cared for. I love having massages. I love if I'm saying my back hurt or my foot hurt, I just like for my partner to just rub my feet or just rub my back. I love the fact that I can just not have a good day and my partner just like, I got you. What do you want to eat, babe? Or things like that. When I don't get that, it reassures me that I'm not as important as I want to be. You know what I mean? And so then you're left with the questions on what should I do? And when you see that your partner or friend or whomever is catering to everybody else's needs, everybody else's wants, they're concerned about what everybody else got going on in their life, but they don't seem to give a fuck about yours, those are situations where you need to ask yourself, what the fuck is going on? Like, what is this? I know what it feels like when a person truly loves you. I know what it feels like when a person don't trust you. I know what it feels like to be betrayed by a person in different ways. I know what it feels like to be disappointed. Most importantly, I know what it feels like to be important to somebody. But I also know what it feels like to not be important to the person and not feel important, not feel like you matter, to be minimized, to be taken advantage of, to be disappointed and then turn around and have to defend yourself for them disappointing you. I know what all that feels like, and it doesn't feel good. So how do you maneuver with a person or move forward in a situation with a person that you don't trust? You can't. There's no way you're going to be completely happy and healthy in any type of situation, marriage, family, partnership, in a business partnership, or whatever, if you cannot trust one another. Trust is important. Trust is one of the main fundamental in any type of relationship. Communication, trust, patience, understanding, kindness, love, empathy, all those things are important. But trust and communication is the top two, baby. And if you can't communicate with this person, that's a big issue as well. If you can't tell that person that you need to talk and what you need to talk about, knowing that that person is going to listen and respect you, regardless if they agree with you, because everybody's not going to agree, but respect where you're coming from and how you feel. If you're not able to trust that person, you have a problem. Now, let me say this. Sometimes the issues that we may have with not trusting a person may not really be that we don't trust a person. It may be that a situation happened that left questions there. We didn't get any answers. And you know how subconsciously our mind get to thinking, wondering about certain things, and we plant these seeds that really don't exist. It could be one of those situations. But if in your heart of hearts you feel like this person is deceiving you, this person is trying to cross you out of your business, this person is seeing someone else, this person is creating an online account and meeting other women, or if this person is just using you for your body, or whatever the case may be, if you feel in your heart of hearts that this person is not being truthful to you, and that anything that they say, you just don't trust them at all, you need to figure your way out of that. Meaning, you need to figure out if it's really that you don't trust this person, if this is something that you can continue to be friends or have this person in your life knowing that you feel these feelings, if this is all this person can give you, are you able to handle it? You need to ask yourself these questions on how you want to be or how you want that person to be in your life and what you can handle and what you can't handle. Because what's not fair is we have all these feelings and all these deep emotions about a person, and we don't share it with them. We don't talk to them. Let me tell you something. I had a friend that always was nice and kind and very supportive to me, and there were things that they did that really hurt me. They hurt me to my core, and I don't think that I ever fully explained to them how much they really hurt me. I didn't. But I found a way to continue to have them be a part of my life and not hold that resentment because I found a way to forgive, right? And there were things we hung out, we hung out for a few days. And it was things within those things that made me not trust them too. Like when we're hanging out and we're chilling and we're having fun and you're lingering for an hour, 2 hours at a time on a phone, having conversations with people when we're just chilling and having fun, that's uncomfortable for me. I didn't do it. And I have responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do it. So why are you doing it? You know what I'm saying? And then when the reality sinks in and they're like, well, I had to work, this is my only source of income, then it's like, maybe I truly haven't forgiven this person the way that I thought I did. And maybe that is why certain things that they've said and certain things that they have done affects me the way that it affects me now. And so I took some hours just sitting in my thoughts. And I realized that that was the truth. That although I had gotten past the things that had happened, there are still things that triggers me and still opens those wounds up and make me feel a certain way. And for that, I had to work on that for myself, because they can't give me that peace. They can't give me that understanding, and they can't help me move past whatever that may bother me in that moment. And I can't push that off on someone else. If I know in my heart of hearts that I can't respect that person or be around that person, or something happens to where it triggers me and it brings up those bad, take me to those bad places. If I still cannot respect them regardless, I don't need to be in their space. I don't need to talk to them. I don't need to be around them. Because me and my friend, we had a conversation, and they explained a lot of things to me. And the things that I didn't want to accept was that I had done so much to them to cause them to not trust me. And the things that I'd done to them that caused them to not trust me, I had no control over it. Like, I couldn't make them see it from my perspective. And then it got to the point where I didn't ask. Like, I didn't even try to make them understand it from my perspective, because then it would have been me having a conversation with a person, debating with a person about how they feel, trying to convince them to feel the way I feel. And I hate when people do it to me. So I wasn't going to do it to someone else, because I think that's wrong when people do that. But I also learned that ultimately, when you care about people, like truly care about people, it's disappointing to know that you played a part in hurting them. It's disappointing to know that you may have hurt them in some type of way. And so going forward, you know, you have to do your part in continuing to be or be fair or be respectful or treat them the way you want to treat them, accordingly to how they need you to treat them. You're not going to always get it right, but you want to be right for them, or do at least try to do right going forward, because you can't change what has been. You can't undo what has been done. But moving forward, you can continue to be the better version of yourself that you possibly can. And you can't dwell on people judging you off of past mistakes, because people are going to do that, because it's easier to judge off the past than to judge off the truth. And people that don't see your change or don't see your effort, that's because they don't want to. And those are the people that's not meant to continue on a journey with you, is what I learned in my life. Not saying that's how you should be with you. I'm just speaking for myself. So I say this, and then I'm going to close. If you are friends with someone, if you are in a relationship with someone, if someone is in your family, if you're in a business with someone that you cannot trust, it is not healthy. And you need to figure out what is the root, like, what is the root of it? Why is it that you cannot trust them? What is it about them that you don't trust? How can you move forward? What can you or them do to make it better, to help with the trust? Because it's not going to happen overnight, but gradually you can build it back up if that's what you really want. And then if you feel in your heart of hearts that you just cannot trust this person, and you have to make a decision on disconnecting yourself from that person and not allowing that person in your life. That's my time. You guys continue to do your best to be kind and loving, and just show love to people. This world is so hateful. There's so much that's going on to where it just make you not want to go and do things and be around people, because you don't know who's going to be here tomorrow because of devilish thoughts and hatred and just resentful people. And I'm not saying live in fear, but I am saying be careful. That's my time, you guys. Remember, stay true to yourself. Do not let anyone else's thoughts and opinion dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. When they go low, we go high, like the former first lady. Let your family and friends know that you love them now, because tomorrow's not promised to anyone. And remember, trust is important. Trust is one of the biggest factors in relationships, business, and family. Peace.